it's nice to be here. Yeah. And we'll try with our English to give our testimonies as good as we can. And when you arrived in Kongsvinger in Norway, where we live, it was quite a miracle that the elders opened up for it because they are very conservative. So that in itself was a miracle. And Evan, the pastor, was working hard for it, and he managed to have the arrangement. And it was quite actually in the right time that you came to us, because there was an ongoing conflict in the church, you know. It ended with that Evan, our pastor, had to quit in the church, and we had to search God for the direction. And when you came, there came a wave of the prophetic to the church in Philadelphia. And all of the people that were in the meetings, I think, got touched by it. And especially in that situation, you have the prophetic word to Evan and Haley, the couple that was pastoring the church at that time. And we got the prophetic ministering. And it was actually a prophetic wave that hit us in Philadelphia, in Kongsvinger. So as an encouragement, it had a great impact. And I see also now that many of the prophetic words that got released has been fulfilled. So, hallelujah. So, yeah. And it ended with that we had to arrange house meetings at different places in Kongsvinger. And after a while, it growed, so we had to figure out, even try to figure out how we should rent a place to be. And in April, we had our first public meeting in a place in Kongsvinger. Hallelujah. And God is really moving. And we have seen great things happen. We are have experienced that a leg has grown out, and we have quite much have happened. So yeah, so God is on the move. And when I was driving my car, I was driving to Sweden, I think. It was I heard a song on the radio. This song with Mr. Broken Wings, you know. It's actually a song about you know, repairing or restoration, isn't it? And suddenly the presence of God came over me in the car, and this Lord started to speak to me about that it's my turn now. Hallelujah. It's my turn. Hallelujah. And I felt so that God has really longed to have free hands in Kongsvinger, that they really want to move in Kongsvinger. But there has been so much soulish thinking. So it has been on a soulish level. That's all the conflicts. That's the reason, root of all the conflicts. So I just prophesied it over the church, because God is doing a new thing in Kongsvinger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's his turn. We can't stand in the way for God. We must let him have his way with us. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are starting up with regular Sunday meetings now in August, next weekend. And we're going to have regular meetings from then. So yeah. So we look forward to it, and we as an we look forward to cooperate with you. Cooperate with you as a church, as a family. So you were right in time then. And it really released much. Hallelujah. Yes.
Rune, you are family. You are family.
Yes.
Right, we're going to pray for Rune and Monica and the church in Kongsvinger. So would a few of you like to just come out and lay hands on them and bless them? And Gina and Stu. And Frieda, Jamie went to the... but I don't think he's here this morning. So just come and bless. And if you've got a word, you know, just speak into the mic.
Yeah, thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for their heart. Rune and Monica, I just believe that God wants to say to you, keep your hearts right before him. Let his love and his faithfulness be your inspiration and your motivation. And you will find that he will continue to satisfy your thirst in a dry land. He will cause springs to break forth in the desert. He will cause flowers to grow in the wilderness. Amen.
I hear the Lord say, increase for both of you. Increase. Increase in faith, in anointing, in power, in authority. And I even felt the Lord was saying that he's going to bring you into a greater increase of prosperity in your lives. And Father, we release that to them, Father, as they step out, Lord, in greater service and responsibility for you. Father, there'll be a new, Father, flow and power and release of your Holy Spirit. Father, restore to them the joy of the Lord. The joy, Father, the first love. Lord, that they would wake up daily, Father God, Lord, with a new song upon their heart. Father, singing and worshiping in melody to you. Father, we give you thanks for them. And I feel like the Lord's saying this is a new beginning, a new opportunity, a new release, a new flow, just specifically for you too. And even as the Lord has prompted for you to be anointed with oil this morning, that there's the new anointing, a new flow, a new river, a new life in the Holy Ghost. Amen.
I had a passage from Acts chapter 4. It's where Peter and John had been to the temple, and then they got hold over before the court because this guy got healed. And they said this, let it be known to you and all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, this man is standing before you well today. This Jesus is the stone which you rejected, the builders have rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Therefore, there is salvation in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given which men must be saved. And I just had this sense that our nations, both your nation, the Western nations, have given up on Christ as the cornerstone, as the foundation. And what you're doing, what's happening in your life, I just see it as a prophetic relaying of a cornerstone, as a foundation. And I believe that you're going to see an increase in miracles and healings. And they're going to be a testimony to the fact there is no other name. No other name by which men will be saved. And that's going to ring out across your town and across your area. It's going to be like a standard that's going to be raised up in your area to the name of Jesus. That name that confronts all other names and knocks them flat. The new foundation.
Amen. I just want to absolutely endorse that. And I just felt the Lord saying to me that what he's doing in you, while it's specific to you, it is also part of what he's doing across Scandinavia in the rolling back of secular humanism and the curse that it's been upon your nations. And so, Father, I bless you. I bless you for what you're doing in Norway, in Sweden, in Finland, in Denmark, Lord. I bless you, Lord, for the reestablishing of the gospel, for the power of the gospel, the message of the gospel, the truth of the gospel, the solidity of the gospel, the dynamic of the gospel, Lord, in these nations. So, Father, I thank you for Runa and Monica. Lord, I ask that you increase the anointing upon them, Lord. Father, I ask that that you endue them, Lord, with a measure of boldness that they've not known before. And Lord, that Lord, we just break fear off. And I just have, I'm just looking and just seeing, like, it's like there's a chain that you don't even see, but it's because it's behind you that has held you back and held you down. And that chain is being broken. It is broken. And there's a release for you as you step forward. You will find that chain is no longer there. And so step forward, step up in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the second time you will hear this word because you were in the prayer meeting earlier on. It's Isaiah 45, verses 1 to 8. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to you too, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors, so that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who called you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake and Israel my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God beside me. I will gird you, through you I will have, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. Rain down, you heavens. I just pray this verse. Rain down, you heavens, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth upon open, and let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. We thank you for your word, Lord, to this lovely couple. And Father, we just speak that word into their lives. And we say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Because you have chosen them before the foundations of the world. And you have already got this plan in line in their lives, so that they can trust you, the great almighty God.
If after Dave, if anybody else has got words, can they give them privately afterwards? Because we have got things we've got to get through. Is that all right?
Before Neil mentioned two or three times with the word flow, I just felt that the Lord wanted, he started to give me some more. There will be a flow of his river to the people of Transberg through you. And I believe that he's heard the cry and the pain of the people in that area. I just believe there's going to be a move across there that area has never seen before like it. Amen?
Amen.
Whoa! Yes. Let it come, Lord. Let it come. In the name of Jesus, let it come. Release it right across that area, Lord. Touch the lives of those people. Set the captives free. In the name of Jesus, amen.